You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Tai Chi is a Chinese martial art that people practice for self-defense and mindfulness. We're joined today by Betty Sutherland, director on the board of the Tai Chi Union for Great Britain, to learn more about the art and why it's a good activity for blind and partially sighted people. Hi, Betty. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi.
Can you give us a brief overview of Tai Chi as an art and some of its history?
Tai Chi actually is not the correct name. We're looking at a name of Tai Chi Chuan, and that translates into supreme ultimate fist. And the supreme and ultimate are the yin and yang. So it's a Chinese martial art based on the principle of yin and yang. However, within it, we have the mindfulness and the health benefits. The Chinese exercises, the martial and the philosophy all come together in this art.
And how long have you been practicing Tai Chi and teaching?
Yeah, well, I've been practicing for 30 years and I took it up myself in order to try and find something to help me manage stress. I started teaching full time and that's now been 23, 24 years.
And you've run some classes for blind and partially sighted people over the years. Why is it a good activity for people with sight loss to try?
Tai Chi can actually be practiced by most people. I teach in primary school, so I've taught from 8 years old all the way through to 80 plus years old. And I never believe in excluding anyone from this art. So I worked with the Malton District RNIB to do some introductory sessions for some people who were partially sighted, and it proved to be a very good exercise for them because you're not always looking at the external physical. So we call this an internal art. So we're using the mind, visuality, we're using concepts of feeling the movements, and that's why it becomes a suitable activity for people with sight issues.
Are the movements repetitive and you can kind of just use descriptions to help people develop an understanding of the movement?
Yes, exactly that. We get benefit from Tai Chi by doing repetitive movements. So it's learning basic and then within the movement doing it over and over to work to what we call gung fu, which means working to excellence. So every time you do your Tai Chi forms, which are repetitive, you try to make that movement better. So it's not necessarily having to see anything or to aim at anything. It's an internal constant trying to get better. Also, we have Qigong. So Qigong translates into energy cultivation for health. And Tai Chi and Qigong work together. And you have six healing sounds, Qigong. So the sounds, the resonance within the body comes through. So this becomes an ideal form of internal and external benefits for people who have sight issues. Tai Chi, we do move. We take up quite a bit of space because form is like a kata in karate, although not external. It's much softer, much more refined. But you can take a specific posture out of Tai Chi and do it in a small space. And it's also about bringing energy in towards the body and gathering that positive energy, which we call qi, and using that for beneficial for the mind and body. So we don't necessarily need a lot of space.
And you said you started Tai Chi for stress reduction. Is that quite a common reason that people take up the art?
So Tai Chi is mindfulness. If you're not concentrating on what you're doing at this moment in time, then you get lost, as simple as that. So every time you're doing Tai Chi, all you're thinking about is what you're doing. So you're not allowing the mind, the manic monkey, as the Chinese call the mind, to wander off to our worries and concerns. It's allowing us to work with the mind specifically on one topic at one time. And it's a very common reason for people to take up Tai Chi.
And what kind of age and mobility level can people be to take up Tai Chi?
Well, in China, it's actually practiced by people of all ages. But the difference between Tai Chi, Qigong, and other exercise systems like Zumba, Karate, is because we are not stressing the joints, you can actually do it from a young age to an older age. So people in the West come to it at an older age, because we don't have the same stresses that you get from other exercises. It's also extremely beneficial for balance. So we look at fall prevention for older people using Tai Chi. Don't think about Tai Chi for older people only. It's as arduous as any other martial art. So you have benefits for the heart, for the lungs, for cardio, all of that kind of thing. Some of the postures are quite demanding, so you build good muscle, although not bulk. I mean, Tai Chi's syllabus includes weapons that we use in forms, so swords, sabers, and spears. We have martial applications, self-defense. There's a wide range within Tai Chi that people can come and take it up and practice for.
Where can people find their local Tai Chi and Qigong classes?
Definitely recommend to go to the Tai Chi Union website, www.taichiunion.com. And within that, we have listings in the area as to teachers who are approved by the Tai Chi Union. So, for example, the technical panel in the Tai Chi Union look to see that teachers are teaching safely, they have safeguarding, we have first aid, all the necessary criteria for teaching safely for teachers within Great Britain and the UK. I teach in Yorkshire. Most of us have websites. So people looking for Tai Chi, if they go onto the Tai Chi Union website, can click on a teacher in their area, look at their website, their credentials, what they teach, and see if that teacher will suit their needs. So I would recommend that as the first place to go for people who'd like to take up any of these internal arts.
And if people have kind of questions about accessibility or want a bit more information about how the teachers can support them, can they just send an email to a teacher that they find and inquire that way?
Absolutely. All our email addresses are on the Tai Chi Union website. There's also inquiries at Tai Chi Union, so they can go straight to the union and ask these questions, or they can come to the individual teacher. If someone goes to a teacher and they don't fancy the class, then try another teacher. It's not necessarily Tai Chi that doesn't suit. Perhaps that style teacher is teaching doesn't suit. So keep trying until you find one that works for you.
Well, thank you so much, Betty Sutherland, Director on the board of the Tai Chi Union for Great Britain, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for asking us.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.